Despite a $140 million shortfall, Hillsborough County commissioners today indicated they'd like to cut their millage rate, if for no other reason that they've done it every year for the past decade and a half. County Budget Director Eric Johnson, recently caught in the middle of a feud between commissioners and Administrator Pat Bean after Bean gave raises to top assistants like Johnson, suggested that they could avoid being attacked by the media by constructing a budget that provides for a small reduction in the millage rate.
If you want to continue that trend of, you know, I would suggest a very modest millage reduction. I think the last time we did it was about a $50,000 reduction in tax revenue in order to drive the millage rate down by a small amount. If you're interested in doing that, if you can let us know, we'll prepare the documents for tomorrow on that basis.
Under the worst economic conditions in decades in the county, and with hundreds appearing at a recent town hall meeting decrying cuts to the budget, Johnson admitted that it would certainly be appropriate to keep the millage at the same rate as last year. But he admitted that might not play well in the media.
That as soon as you decide to hold it constant, you'll be interviewed by someone who will say, so you decided this year to stop the trend of lowering the millage rate. And we certainly have a reason. We've never had an economic situation in any of our working lives. But if you'd like to do a small millage reduction, you know, we'd like to know that because we'll prepare it for you.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham said he was convinced that additional funds can be found for some of the programs that are on the chopping block, while Commission Chair Ken Hagen said he would definitely like to see a reduction.
You know, we've consistently, as you said, 16 years in a row, some years more symbolic than others, but we've consistently reduced the millage. We're not talking about increasing millage rates, as are some counties and jurisdictions throughout the state. So I would like to see those numbers. I'm interested in continuing that policy.
But Commissioner Kevin Beckner was the lone dissenting voice in trying to slow down the excitement in reducing property taxes once again in the county.
I just want to make sure that we can also have a very realistic conversation that if those funds are not available, whatever they are, what programs or services are going to be impacted, so that we know what the implications of our actions would be if we did a millage reductions. So, I mean, it's nice to talk about reducing the millage rate, but we've heard the outcry of consumers and people that are losing their jobs, people that were cutting services, important programs. So we need to be able to be accountable to the people and tell them where those additional cuts are going to come from or how that millage reduction is going to be handled. So I think we need to be prepared to have a very realistic conversation about specific programs and services that may be impacted by that.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita, widely considered to be running for mayor of Tampa in 2011, said she considered the symbolism of a millage decrease important.
However small, I think that trend needs to be continued. And it's just at least a small show of support that we don't want to go in the other direction just because of the hard times.
And Commissioner Jim Norman, who has served on the county commission for 17 years and for the past 16 has served on a board that cut millage rates, said critics could denounce such a small decrease as symbolic, but said so was the cut in pay that the board will take in the form of furloughs later this year.
And the same thing, you know, maybe cutting $5,000 or $10,000 on what we make up here on a $3.8 billion budget. It's a symbolism action, and that's what we're talking about here, that we get it.
Commissioner Beckner asked Budget Director Eric Johnson to show, if he could, how such a millage decrease would affect the loss of a program or programs in the county.
If we're reducing somebody's property taxes by $1.90, but yet we're cutting important services to our seniors, to our children, we need to be aware of those implications, because it's just not about a lump sum. You know, we got to compare what it's going to save in the pocketbooks of the individual consumers versus the how it's going to impact services and what we're producing. And then ultimately, you know, we have to weigh that decision, because maybe somebody might be willing to give $1.90 for, you know, make sure that we have one of our children programs or senior programs continued.